This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the News-ish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Yo.
Coming up, we'll be taking a look at the front pages of the broadsheets. That will be followed by... I've forgotten the order, I don't have a sheet. That'll be followed by political correspondence from German Rob via Mark. Then we're on to Mark Simmons' joke of the week. We'll be speaking to my mum to find out her local news. Then we'll be looking at sports news from my dad, if he's in, we never know. And then it's the tabloid headlines from Mark. And ending with the weather from our guest today, comedian writer John Harvey. We're talking to him about the weather and his Edinburgh show. Done. Cool. Ready.
Cool.
So, Mark, here we are. Newsish. It's 12 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah, I did the time today. That looks like a radio show. Yeah. It's 12 o'clock. It's Tuesday. Mark, what's your news? It's a news show. Yeah, what's your news?
Yeah, we've changed that, haven't we? It's no longer.
So, for regular listeners, for devotees, this was meant to be saved for the podcast, and I came up with the genius idea of changing it to your news.
That's nice.
Just to keep it more in theme.
Your news.
Your news. Mark, what's your news?
I haven't got that much news.
Oh, for fuck. Well, why don't you say that before so that I didn't ask you?
Well, you did ask me, and then I said, I don't know, like that. And then.
Okay, my news.
Lead into my news.
My bike got stolen yesterday. Why are you lying?
Who gets their bike stolen?
I know! It's London. That is the problem.
Does that happen a lot then? You've had your bike stolen before?
Yeah. From my corridor?
Yeah.
I know. No, this time I locked it up in Notting Hill at about 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Went to do some writing on a friend's show, and then I went to do my own preview. Got back to Notting Hill about 10:30, bike gone.
Did you lock it up?
Yes. Now, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
Where I thought I locked it up, and then when it was gone, I thought, that is weird that... It's Notting Hill. It's a nice area. It's like, this is where Hugh Grant, you know, ran a bookshop.
I love that film.
I love Hugh Grant.
I really love Hugh Grant. I think I like him.
I don't think so.
I think I do.
How do you?
I think I do.
Have you seen...
Do you like music and lyrics?
Have you seen The English Scandal yet?
No.
No, that's his latest work.
Yeah, but do you like music and lyrics?
I've seen it.
Do you like it?
No.
Yes, exactly. I love it.
Yeah, but I've seen it.
Yeah, but I've seen it. But I like it more.
Yeah, but I've seen...
I like him. I like anything he does.
So my bike was gone, and I wondered. And then I suddenly remembered that when I locked it up, you know, you lock it around the bar. What's that bar called at the top?
I've got a car, mate. I don't know.
I go, ooh, look at you with your four wheels.
No one's ever nicked my car.
The radio. So I remember when I locked it, and I just remember it made a noise, and I turned round and looked at the noise and didn't think anything of it. And then I thought, oh, do you know what? When I stood there, my bike was gone. I thought, I have once in the past gone back to collect my bike, and actually all I'd done is just lock the lock around my bar and not actually attached it to the bit you're meant to lock your bike to. I suddenly just got paranoid that maybe I didn't lock my bike up, I just locked the lock to the bike.
That's really funny.
What do you think happened?
Well, do you think people go around? Are there people that are bike thieves?
Yes.
And they just go around looking for bikes?
London.
As a job. That's their thing that they do.
It's London, bruv.
Is that what they do?
It's a dangerous place. I was with a friend. He's going out to get petrol, right? Fill his car up with petrol. I thought he was mad because we're in London. He locked the sunroof.
Yeah, but hang on.
The sunroof, and I thought, someone going to jump through your ceiling?
You need to change your attitude.
What is the attitude?
You need to change your attitude.
What is the attitude?
This is why you lose your shit. Because
what do you mean? Lose my shit as in my stuff gets stolen or because I lose my temper?
Yeah, the first one.
I didn't lose it.
You did.
It got stolen.
Yeah,
that's not
why.
Losing, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but my point is, you probably weren't that...
Sorry, I chucked the pen at Mark and I thought he was going to chuck it back in my face. I didn't mean to chuck the pen. I did, however, lose my temper. Can I have my pen back?
No, can I finish up?
All right, come on.
So you don't worry about safety and stuff in London enough, which is why you didn't double check your bike. Because when I used to drive you home from London, about 2 in the morning, I used to keep the doors locked. When I was driving.
That is mental.
It's not mental.
It's not.
If you're stopping, people get carjacked all the time.
Carjacked?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Mate, we're not living in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I don't, sure. What are the chances? London.
He locks his door so I get to get back in. And then I have to wait for another second to unlock them.
Yeah, but you had to go to me, even if I was just driving, stop at traffic lights. I'd make sure that the door's locked because that's when people get in your car.
He makes sure his door's locked. Yes. I mean, how paranoid are you?
Yes, I'm paranoid.
You're a weird country boy, lives in a field. Yeah. Your friends are sheep. They don't mug you. You think you're coming to London.
Yeah, but.
And everyone's got a knife and everyone's got a gun. No, that's just in Lewisham.
Bike up because no one's going to do anything. No one's going to nick it. But they did nick your bike, didn't they? So they could carjack you. And
well,
if someone
they might
into
have
the
not
car,
nicked my bike. I might have lost it because I didn't lock it up properly. So maybe actually I did lose it and it didn't get stolen. And London is a lovely place to live.
How would you feel if I was driving in London and then
I'd probably feel frustrated because I know how slow you drive.
Yeah, but you might not be in a car. You're not in the car.
Well, then
I
feel safe because even if I'm crossing the road and not looking, you're not going to hit me because you drive so slowly.
Okay, so I'm driving.
I'm safe.
I'm driving. Someone opens my door, shoots me in the head. And are you going to... How are you going to feel? I'm dead. And you're like, oh, I should have told him to lock the car door. It's only because I made him feel like an idiot for not locking it. See? You just feel bad. You don't think about the future, Sean.
You're taught to not think about the future, aren't you? In meditation and that. It's all about the moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. There you go. I'm sticking with my guns.
Okay, well, there's my story. Oh, sorry, let me just get in the
position. I can't find your pen.
Well, don't worry about it. What's your news?
Where the fuck's it? Haven't really got much news. Like, someone texted me about something.
Mate, we're on air!
Yes! I've been working on my Edinburgh show, previewing it.
Okay.
And you can see it at 4 p.m. Banshee Lab.
That's not news,
Edinburgh.
That's just plugging. Well, forget that, you're not listening.
News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
There you go, that's not news. 4 p.m.
Banshee Lab.
News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons on Fubar Radio.
Okay, so now it's on to.
Can I just say something else? Nothing to do with plug-in. Sean?
Oh, right, okay.
Nothing to do with plug-in.
Right.
I got a text from a mate, comedian, Graham Wilkes. He said, the guy driving to tonight's gig has your Fubar Radio show on. I opened the door to
So
he's got getting a lift to a gig, and he's getting into the car, and the
so
guy's
the other
got
guy,
our,
so you got two comedians?
Yeah, the other guy's got our show on in his car.
But they don't know each other?
Yeah, because he's driving him somewhere. So
well, you don't have to know him. Sometimes you can go for agents. You might give him my client a lift.
Yeah, but they're miles away, so I think they all live near each other.
Okay.
I mean, that's not important. What's wrong with you today?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
Why did you need to ask me that?
I'm just slightly confused. Because you're saying his guy. You're not saying his mate.
What's the matter?
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter if he's a mate or not. It's a driver of a different car.
Okay, you'd go. If I bumped into a friend and he was with a friend, right? He was with a friend of his.
Yeah.
And you were, oh, who are those two guys? I go, oh, it's my mate, it's with his mate. Right? I would go, it's my mate, it's with a guy. That friend becomes a friend of the friend. It's not a guy.
But what's it matter?
It's not a friend of a guy. Because I was slightly confused as to why you were using the word guy.
Because it's a man.
And not a mate. And again,
it's a man. And I don't know that. We're going to fight. We're going to punch each other today.
If we bump into each other.
Yeah.
If we bump into each other or someone bumps into us. Yeah. Someone bumps into us, he knows you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You go, that's my mate Sean. You don't go, this is a guy.
But I don't know.
Called Sean.
I don't
that
know.
That would
who
be weird.
Is.
This is a guy called Sean. Yeah, but you say his mate. He got in the car and his mate.
But I don't know
was
his
listening
mate.
To the show. Oh,
do I don't tell me. He hasn't told me it's his mate.
So when I asked you.
What did you ask me?
Is it his friend? And you went, yeah, it was giving him a lift.
Yeah. Well, mate, I'll tell you what, you've ruined this bit. It's not. I'd do it anyway, but.
No, mate, I'm joking. Go on.
You are going to do it as soon as I start talking, aren't you?
No, because we need to crack on with the bloody nose.
You
just get
I know your face.
I'll
that stand face.
I know that face. I'll stand over
there. So, anyway.
News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
So predictable. You are listening to.
It's 12:09. So basically, he opens the car door, our show's playing.
Do you know what? I thought I'd look over at the producers and see them laughing. I've never seen Abby look that depressed. I just looked over.
Oh,
why have we put these two?
Anyway, so as opens the car door, a group of Cub Scouts walk past, right? And all they hear is, I saw my housemate's cock and balls. Told you you'd laugh at that.
Yeah, thanks
Christ, I could have done that in a minute.
note for the producer. It's a lot of shouting.
Is that not a good thing?
Sorry. Is it? I thought that was our thing.
Yeah, we don't shout that much. You're just really annoying today. I don't know why. But not in like a I hate you way. Just in a
Okay, so the front pages of
it's
the broadsheets.
10.
Every newspaper. Why do you keep giving the time? It's the stay out of the sun. Public told as heat set to hit 35 Celsius.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yes, very hot.
Is that like holiday hot? Isn't it? Like you go somewhere hot on holiday. That's what would normally be the heat.
Well, that's actually that right? In this article is that. The level 3 warning, which is issued when temperatures are predicted to reach 30 Celsius during the day, is only one step away from a level 4 national emergency. Mm. Right?
Wow.
Okay. But this has been mocked. These warnings. Level 3 warning. With people saying, we pay thousands of pounds to go on a holiday to be exposed to 30 plus Celsius temperatures. A user called Chris wrote on Twitter, that's perfectly acceptable. But if we get those temperatures at home, we have to stay out of the sun and indoors, apparently.
That's a good point.
Because that's what we want. We've been told.
Yeah,
people
saw
are being told.
Yeah. They're saying it in the sun.
In the sun. Oh, there he is. This really is the hot topic of the day. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's meant to be like a bum bunch. Go on.
It's 12:11.
Come on. The hot conditions are being driven by southwesterly winds and a pressure system called the, I don't know how to pronounce this, Azores High?
Yeah.
Azores High?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll get a YouTube clip of how to pronounce Azores High, which is hanging over the UK. British summers are usually tempered by the jet stream, a core of strong winds that brings in a low pressure system from the west. This year, the jet stream has not been as powerful.
Mm.
So that's why it's hotter.
Interesting.
Not that lovely breeze that you get. There's been no breeze! That's what it's been! What it is!
Do you reckon?
The lovely breeze! I love a breeze.
When it's really
but
hot.
But I don't like a wind.
That. I like a breeze, but I don't like a wind.
Yeah, there's that thin line between breeze and wind, and I'm a breeze guy.
Mm. Yeah. That's what the front page of all the tabloids are saying, is stay indoors.
Yeah.
So they're telling people not to go to work.
And is that what they're saying?
Is
that what they mean?
I mean, it's the Star. Take the week off, it says.
In the Star.
In the Star. Stay indoors until Friday to be 38 Celsius.
But what do they think's going to happen? You go out and sort of sunburn. That's it, isn't it? Just stay in the shade.
Like overheating.
What's overheating? What happens?
Pass out.
You pass out. I'm trying to...
Drink water.
Yeah, drink water.
It says here, with the windows
some
shut
health advice
and curtains closed. Is that like they just want you for a whole week when it's sunny outside, they want you to stay indoors and draw the curtains?
Basically, what you do
is anyone actually seeing this and going, right, that's what I'm going to do?
Hungover people.
Yeah.
Hungover people going, I was told to stay in and shut the curtains.
Do you reckon anyone's phoned in at work today after seeing that and going,
sorry, it's too hot?
Too hot. Do you reckon?
Can't make it.
The sun says.
Definitely.
Wow. If that's you, these. Phone in and tell us about it.
Phone in? Okay. Well, no, just tweet in, please.
Tweet
in. How have you been handling the heat? Have you found
it
bearable?
I've always... Actually today
I mean, you're a ginger.
I've got...
A strawberry blonde? What do you prefer?
Both. Don't care.
A ginger blonde.
Never bothered me.
Strawberry blonde,
I've had
ginger.
I've Tuscan sunset.
What?
Yeah, it's Tuscan sunset, someone once said.
Bollocks.
Yeah.
No, that's trying to sort of make it sound like Mediterranean or something. No,
cinnamon.
Just a ginger. No, just a ginge.
Ginge.
Yeah.
But I have to.
Did you get bullied about that?
Me. Not really.
If you got bullied about your ginger hair, please tweet in and talk to us. Mark will be there to sympathise.
Yeah.
Did you get
not bullied? Properly? No, not like some kids.
I got bullied for having long hair.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Goldilocks.
Girl, look like a girl.
Yeah.
Did I give you that one? From Goldilocks.
Yeah.
Really.
Look like a girl.
Yeah. Proper bullied.
What do you mean? What's proper? Hang on, what's proper bullied?
Like, so that you don't want to leave the house and...
Nah.
Just...
Nah. Cried. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Everyone laughing at you. Goldilocks.
Goldilocks, you're crying.
Yeah.
Is that bullying about
like
that?
Like a little girl, yeah. Okay. Right, so the heat, come on. Right, you're ginger.
Yeah.
And how are you handling it?
I haven't been burnt once yet.
Well done.
Well,
you stayed indoors, shut your curtains.
Yeah. No, I went for a walk the other day, but I always smother myself.
You went for a walk?
Yeah, I was going through some lines, and I just thought I'd get out. And
okay, there's no need to tell people about your cocaine habit whilst you go for a walk, Mark. It's not appropriate on Food Bar Radio. Right, You're going over some jokes.
Yeah.
When you
lines,
go for a walk,
lines,
and why
yeah.
does that help you? It's interesting to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what this is, Sean, but whenever yeah. it's sunny outside, I feel guilty if I don't go outside.
Yeah, I think that? People can relate to that, absolutely.
Really guilty. But why is that? It's just live your life like you would anyway.
No, but because when you don't have the sun, you really miss it and you wish that you were out all the time.
I went for
like life.
Yeah, I went for
but
a
like
walk.
Youth, the sun could represent youth.
Yeah, and there's a park near where I live.
Yeah.
And then I sort of walked around there on my own and sat on the bench and I thought, actually, I seem really creepy.
Yeah.
But why is that creepy? Why can't I just go for a walk and sit on a bench?
Were you wanking at the time?
Yes.
There you go, that's the problem. So, yeah, not allowed to do that. Okay, so any advice for the heat? I've just found it. I've been sleeping on top of the duvets.
Yeah.
I can't remember when I wasn't sweating. I'm just constantly...
I like sleeping on top of the duvets, so you've not got to have a duvet.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, nice.
I stayed at Danny's Ward's house last night.
Yeah, listeners may know him from our sister show, yeah. Filmish.
Slept on his sofa.
Yeah.
Had a nice, sleeping bag, but just slept on top of it. It's lovely.
Mate, you've got to do nice. Better than that for anecdotes.
That's why I don't.
That is not good
enough.
That I was thinking there's going to be some sort of punchline climax to this story. No, well, you probably did climax on that sofa, didn't you? Stay around, mates. You ever done that?
Well, no, I've got a rule about that.
What's the what? You got a rule about masturbating at friends' houses?
I don't wank in other people's beds.
You're on a sofa, so.
No, I don't. I can't do it. No, I could do it, but I don't. No, I just feel like they're doing me a favour. Why should I start whacking off?
That's why you do it! Not because it's weird, but because you think that you're doing it as some sort of moral thing to stand up for. Like, no, I can't wank in his house. He's let me stay over. It's just rude.
I think that's
true. Amazing.
Do you wank in other people's houses?
No! No, I mean, I'm rarely at other people's houses. Hang on, what about hotel rooms?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on, that's not...
I go extra time. I don't leave, even if it's a sunny day.
But that's not... The hotel manager's done you a favour. He's let you stay in his hotel room.
I pay £60 a night, mate, at Travel Lodge. Worth 60 quid.
I can wank where I want.
I can, yeah.
Just not in the canteen. Please. If you will. So, okay, other news. Should we move on?
Let's move on. That was the heat, wasn't it?
May willing to let jihadi Britons face execution.
I didn't hear
death penalty.
To that.
Okay, so
was that the Beatles?
What?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
There was a story in the things about in the tabloids about that.
Okay, I'll read it from the Eye just to get the sort of quickest. Bite-sized bit of it, You know what I mean. MPs of all parties joined human rights groups to condemn the government's decision to ease its opposition to capital punishment to enable two suspected ISIS jihadists to be prosecuted in the US.
Suspected? Is that so? They know they have done it, but they haven't been actually officially, like.
Yeah.
Because you're not gonna. You can't put someone on the death penalty unless that you definitely know it's them.
Oh. Pretty sure.
I think they have to say suspected until they get officially convicted, right?
Yeah, which in this case might be executed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure there's only two of them alive from the Beatles. So
I've got a joke on my show about death row that always gets a weird reaction. What's your opinion on this, Sean?
Go on.
The joke's not great. It's okay. I think the people on death row let the power go to their heads.
Oh, right, nice. Right. Yeah,
but people always react like, oh, that's a bit dark.
Weird, isn't it?
But the way I think of it, like, if they're on death row and these really horrible people, why are they reacting like that? Because don't we want that to happen?
Maybe you should tell them the crime. Make sure that they let the audience know they're definitely guilty.
What do you reckon the crime was?
Well,
what's the best?
Fundamentalist terrorists, quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. not fundamentalist terrorism. It's not a good idea. I just want to make that perfectly clear. I hate it.
Quote,
it's my worst thing.
I'm sending that soundbite to Chortle. That is it.
Which is a comedy website.
Comedy website, by the way.
What that is.
Yes. So there you go. That's it.
So how are they going to do it? Have they said, like, what is the death penalty? How do they kill them on the death penalty these days?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
They don't
electrocute.
They don't electrocute people. What country is it?
I think it'd be in the US.
In the US, is it?
Yeah, and the UK. The UK is saying, go for it.
And that'll be... That's lethal injection, isn't it?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... Yeah. If you had to, if you're on death row and you had to...
Well, we're not doing last meal, are we?
What would you...
Chicken McDress.
What is it? Is that what you go for?
I'll go for an Indian takeaway. Yeah.
Yeah. What, you? That wasn't what I was going to ask you.
You? I'm now interested in that. You?
Roast dinner.
Ooh.
A good roast.
Yeah.
Beef.
Well, obviously, you're allowed any dinner. Why would you go, oh, roast dinner? I just went from Harvester. Yes, a good roast.
Yep, terrible from Harvester.
Go on.
How would you want to get done? Done in?
Head chopped off.
Would you actually? That would be the quickest and easiest, wouldn't it?
No, I'd be horrible. Don't know.
But everyone says lethal injection, right?
Just during your sleep.
During your sleep? I don't think that's an option.
Is that not an option?
No.
I don't know.
And you
won't
be able to sleep if you know that's going to happen.
I don't want to pick this. What is it? It's a sunny day outside. We're talking about how we're going to kill ourselves.
Yeah, good point.
Or how we choose to be executed.
Let's move on.
Before we move on, before we have a song, what about you?
Which way?
Yeah. You can think about it. Come back.
Yeah.
Think about it.
We
listen
never
to
do
a song.
That, do we?
We come back.
We
remember. Okay. This is "Sinner" by Def Havana. We're going to come back. We're going to hear how Mark would choose to be executed, and then we'll get Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
It's 12:20.
Why stop telling the time? I'm so pathetic, forever thinking I'd change. There are pieces of my past that I've conveniently erased. I fell in over my head, you wouldn't understand. And now my brain is just a tired mess of all the things I've abandoned. You should know, you never were an exception. I think I shut you out as a form of protection. Now there's an empty space that's growing in my head and in my home starting to show. Crept into your chest. And so the hours I wasted trying harder for you. Well, they were never enough, never enough to hide all the pain I put you through. You can fall to your knees and pray. Cause I'm a sinner now, and I won't be saved. I've been lying to you more each day. Cause I'm a sinner. It's really embarrassing when you dance to the songs. That was "Sinner" by Def Havana.
Well, don't do it then, Sean.
If you could see it when he dances, that's... I hope they get a video of that and post it.
Oh, God, they did. It's
just arms in the air with pointing.
They keep catching me dancing in the songs.
Yeah, I know. There's a reason for that. Okay, so how would you choose to be executed?
You didn't think about it. Yeah, and I did.
We weren't even talking.
I did. I think it maybe because the car thing, but I think gunshot to the head. Surely that is the best way to go, isn't it? It's just done. As long as my family haven't got a watch.
Yeah. What if they've got a watch?
I don't. If they got to watch.
Yeah. Injection.
Suffocation. Oh, suffocation's apparently really nice.
What
isn't
are
it?
You on about?
Doesn't it?
Oh,
like, because
no.
you get euphoria.
That's going to lead.
Is that not true?
That's going to lead to things in a bedroom with you. You're going to have a Michael Hutchins thing.
In the only hotels, though.
Yeah. Why do they put an apple in their mouth?
What
apple?
Do they? Do they?
Yeah. Should we pretend I didn't do that?
Yeah. Right. Do it again.
Yeah, okay. So, Mark Simmons, joke of the week.
Joke of the week.
Oh, actually, I've just got a tiny bit more news.
Go hit me.
It's
go
the sort of thing I like. But where is it? Basically, Tesco's to rival Aldi and Lidl are opening up a sort of cheaper food store.
You know what? The tabloids are covering the same stories today
as the broadsheets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you know what it's called?
No. Has it given a name already?
Yeah.
What is it?
Jack's.
Sorry?
Looks like it's going to be called Jack's.
Tesco Jack's?
No, just Jack's.
So Tesco aren't going to have their name on it?
I'm not sure. It might be...
Jack's? Why are they calling it Jack's?
Because the bloke that started Tesco's was called Jack. I'm just remembering this. I can't find the bloody story. Here it is. Yeah, he was called... where is he? Jack the lad... Can't find it. Didn't have my highlighter pen. I should have done this.
Are they going to have the same sort of products that Aldi... And those people have, because they can't have the same products in Tesco's but cheaper, because surely they could just do them cheaper in Tesco's.
Exactly, no. So it'll just it'll be Jack's.
Just the ones without labels on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. So obviously they're seeing that Aldi and that are doing good business.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I live next to an Aldi, love it. What are you laughing at?
It sounds that you love living next to an Aldi. No, because like
I love it.
Why do you love it?
Because it's so convenient and it's cheap.
I love Tesco's Express.
Do, yeah,
I go in there so much. I've got to know the staff.
Have you?
I told you that because I was going to buy them a bottle of wine for Christmas.
You're weirdo.
Just forgot. Jack Cohen. Jack Cohen. That's the name of the bloke.
Is he like dead now?
I imagine so.
Tesco's has been around a while, isn't
it? They're going to call it Jack's. The thinking is to pay tribute to Jack Cohen, the man who started it all.
How did he start? Was it like a classic sort of market store?
Market, I imagine.
Was it? Do you reckon?
Well, I'm just guessing.
Yeah, it's got to be, in it?
Yeah.
Fruit and veg.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be a film about it, like there was a McDonald's, the founder, with Michael Keaton.
Why do you think why do you think he called it Tesco?
Don't know. Let's not think about it. We'll just be here for ages. Maybe we'll find out. Why is Tesco's called Tesco's? Is it called Tesco or is it called Tesco's?
Tesco.
Right, okay. What's your joke of the week?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, do you remember that?
Yep.
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
So what? Basically, I'm going to do my most stolen joke. I've got a joke that gets stolen online loads, and I tweeted about it this week, and it kind of almost went viral. How do you count viral?
We've done this before. I don't know what counts viral.
It had about 2,000 likes.
It got a lot of likes for you.
You shared it.
Shared it.
This is what I'm going to say to you.
Yeah.
Am I still muted?
I think so. I think I've muted you on Twitter.
Do you know how I know? Yeah, you go. You must know how I know.
I've not thought about it.
I reckon, basically, every time my friend and your friend, Danny Ward, retweets me, you retweet about a minute later because you only see it because you follow him. That's how I know that I'm still muted. Why was I muted? Is when we were on tour. You just fed up with something I was putting up there, weren't you?
I think you... Didn't you like...
You had to keep secret from me. There's something that was happening. I remember.
Is that what it was? Or I just didn't unmute you?
Yeah, you said you didn't want me to see it.
That sounds like a lie.
It does sound like a lie.
Looking back, I reckon the reason I mute most people is that you'll reply to a comedian, and then I'll have to see that exchange, and it'll just annoy me. It'll be with someone that I don't really like, or so. Yeah. I go, oh, now I'm. Why am I in this conversation with this person? I'm having to view this conversation with this bloke. I don't even like him. I'll just mute him
or her.
Or her.
There could be women comedians.
Yes.
Good ones.
Yes. That's not what this is about.
No.
So what I was saying is that's why I muted you.
Right, okay. Yeah. So anyway.
Is that all right?
I don't care.
Have you muted me?
No.
I don't think I even follow you on Instagram. I prefer it that way. I don't want to know what you're up to. Oh. It's nice to meet up with you and find out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that got shared a lot by people. Sarah Cox, the radio DJ, shared it.
That might be through me.
Do you reckon?
I sometimes talk to her on Twitter, so I might retweet that, and then she shared it.
Yeah, yeah.
You say shared, I think that's unusual for
retweeted.
Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. Shared sounds nicer. Sharing it with other people.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to tell us the joke.
Yep. I went to Waterstones, asked a woman for a book about turtles. She said hardback, and I was like, yeah, and little heads.
And there you go. If you're wondering what Mark sounds like when he does stand-up, that was it. That was his stand-up voice.
Was it my stand-up voice?
Yeah, you did your voice that you use on stage.
Yeah.
Because no one actually talk. Well, few people talk like they do on stage as they do
when
in real life.
When I do jokes that are clearly jokes,
yeah,
I tend to go into that
okay
sort of mode, I think.
Right, cool. Well, I enjoyed that.
Oh, German Rob,
forget German Rob, we're going to talk to my mum. We're going to find out her local news. Time for local news. It's time for local news. I can't believe it.
No, what's happened?
Susan's in hospital.
Oh, no, not again.
I know, bad news.
Really bad.
It's the heat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the heat.
Did she not shut her curtains?
No, nothing to do with that. I don't know what you're on about. What's that?
It's in the news today.
I don't know about the fucking news, Deborah. Jesus Christ.
No, Deborah?
So Susan, right? She's not been handling the heat well.
No.
Right? So she got to go to bed the other night.
Right.
She's not wearing anything.
Because
it's so hot. She tried lying in bed, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't handle it. Wow. Still dripping, sweating. She thought she pissed herself, right?
Oh.
So she went to the toilet. She tried to crouch down and smell if she had or not, but she hadn't, right? She knew she hadn't. Right, she thought, I can't sleep. She tried lying on the floor.
No.
But she's still got carpet.
So
she's lying there. She's like, now I'm wet. I got all these bits of fluff from the carpet on there. She ain't hoovered as well.
She ain't hoovered.
There's bits of dust in it. That's all stuck to her.
No excuse for that.
She looked disgusted. She's like, I don't know where to sleep, right? And then she leant on the bath. She sort of sat down on the edge of the bath.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite cool then. Because you know the bath is like that. It's like special like
nice
tin
or
plastic, right? It cooled down the whiteness.
Yeah.
So she got in the bath, right? She thought, oh, finally, I feel a bit cooler. But then her body heat started warming up the bath. She's like, oh, God. So then she ran the... she ran a bath.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She ran cold water.
And
tried to sleep in the cold water. She's thinking, this is working. This is all right.
No,
the body heated up the water. Now she's like, oh, but I can't win. So she goes down the freezer. She gets a bag of ice. Right, she emptied the bag of ice in the bath. Right, and now she's in the bath in ice, sleeping naked in a bath of ice. And she got pneumonia. In this heat, she got pneumonia. In this heat, would you believe it? The irony. Poor Susan. Wish you well, Susan. That's local news. Local news. Finding out.
It's Patricia. 12:32.
Stop saying the news. Hello,
yeah,
ma'am.
Thai cave boys.
What? Thai cave boys?
Oh, we've just been talking about, you know, the boys that got stuck in the cave. And our friend, Dreadlock Chris, he reckons that it's a put-up job and it's to do with the lady boys.
What? What? The football team that got stuck in the cave is a hoax and it's to do with the lady boys. could Dreadlock Chris come on and quickly explain?
Oh, right. They want you to explain it, Chris. All right, I'll pass you over
Chris.
And you know Chris, because Chris was the one in Manchester, and he said you could
stay at his house.
Flat. Anyway, bye.
Thank you.
I'll pass you over.
Not sure.
Hello, Dreadlock Chris. How are you?
I can't hear you now.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good. Right, hello. Thanks.
Hiya, you all right?
I'm very good, thank you. My friend Mark is here as well.
Hey,
I can just about hear you.
Okay, well, I'll speak up then. What's this about the... What's this...
Wait,
I'm
the telly's just going down.
Turn the telly down.
Right, yeah, Sean, do you want to hear my theory about them tie dads that I got rescued?
Yes, please, Dreadlock Chris.
All right, this is this one. Right, the other week, I was sat in bed, right?
Yeah.
As you do, right?
Wait, and, I lie, personally.
I was listening to the radio, and you know, like, we had all these Thai generals come on and all that.
Yeah.
Right, I'm being quite serious, actually. I know Viva are laughing at me, but I'm actually being quite... Well, anyway, right, do you know when people are on the radio like I am now, and you might say something that's a bit offhand off radio,
yeah,
what you're not supposed to catch,
be
right?
Be careful, yeah.
But what it, yeah, right, what happened was, we had some general on, right, and then just off radio, he said something, and it just got me thinking, if that Thai, you know, that Thai football team thing, if it was a put-up job. And when you were saying about how it could have taken 11 hours
yeah.
to get all the lads out,
yeah.
all the lads seemed to come out at the same time. And I just thought it was a bit odd. Why am I talking about this?
Oh, because it's a new show.
Yeah, like,
I don't know why you were talking about it before we called.
No, I don't think it's something you can say in public.
No, fine. Don't worry.
You couldn't read it. Could you?
What's that got to do with the ladyboys, you know I mean? Though?
Hey, Sean, do you know what? Do you know many years ago,
before
you were famous?
Right. What are you going to say?
You nearly stayed at my place in Bath.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you did. You had some gig in Bath.
Oh, right.
And you know someone's mum, who I'm sort of with now.
Okay, cool.
I'm like, you wasn't famous. And if you know you from the comedian thing, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's Phil, like, you know, Phil. Yeah, you know, Phil and Titus and all them lot, and seeing you.
Oh, yeah, they're great, yeah.
Well, that's a connection, you know. It's a small world, isn't it, Sean?
Oh, fantastic. It is a small world.
Anyway, that's it. That's my theory.
Thank you.
What about the ladyboys?
Have a good one. I'll
pass you back to you. What about the ladyboys?
Thank you. Thank you, Dreadnought Chris.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
I'm
just going to let Mark talk to you for a sec, because I need a rest.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, Mark, thanks, yeah.
Cool. What's up with the ladyboys? I want to know why did he mention the ladyboys?
I think because some of them got stuck in the cave.
Ladyboys got stuck in the cave?
Yeah. It's all a com.
Right, yeah.
Mum, local news.
What's happening?
What is going on?
Really, well, what's happening is...
That was mental.
I mean, backwards and forwards to Maxine's house because Charlie is really ill. Probably they're operating as we speak.
Okay. Can you make your section a bit more positive news next to for now? I seem to ring you and it's always negative news and it's a sad segment.
Well, that's because this bloody street is full of negative vibes.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
And I've got to now, because I'm off to the Ritz soon, and I've got to get a bloody outfit together.
Oh, what are you going to get?
I don't know, do I? You can't wear jeans.
You can't wear what?
Jeans.
Jeans, yes. Yeah. Also can't wear jeans, but yeah.
God, and I haven't worn a dress in years.
You look lovely in a dress. Wear a dress and be fine.
But anyway, look.
You text me about playing a song for Charlie, yeah. And we've got the song. We've got "I Love My Dog" by Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
So we've got that, and we'll play that after we've spoken to you. If they're listening, hopefully that'll cheer them up.
Go over the road and tell them because their son Lewis, he'll have to record it, and then Maxie can listen to it when she gets.
I mean, she can also just stream it on...
I'll go over to Michael, and I'm going to rush over the road and get them to record this show.
Okay. All right, well, we'll do sports. Also, they can download the podcast as well.
On iTunes.
All right, okay.
I'm sure they have a smartphone.
And have a good time in Ireland.
Thank you. So sports news with my dad. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The time has come for your sports news coming to you live from Brighton, England. Please welcome Michael Walsh.
You're meant to wait till the jingle ends.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's all right, Dad. Hello. Welcome to the show. Sports news.
Well, no news. I'm afraid the World Cup's over.
Okay.
It's all kind of pre-season and getting ready for the next season now.
Okay, any transfers that interest you?
No.
Who do you think will win the league? Who do you think will win the league?
I've no idea, sure. City maybe again.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for that. That's been fantastic. Thank you, my dad there, for sports news. Cheers, Dad.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Off, yeah?
Cheers, that's great.
All right,
bye. There you go. Wow. What the hell was that?
Wow.
I feel like I've been
Dreadlock
through a...
Dreadlock Pete? No.
Dreadlock Chris. I feel like I've been through a tornado.
He was so excited, and what he said wasn't even that... He didn't give any theory, did he?
I didn't know what he was talking about.
No.
Nice to speak to him, though.
So they all came out at once, so why would they have all swam
Let's not try and work it out.
No.
Okay?
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Grumpy.
Yeah, let's just crack on with tabloid Nick. Grumpy. There's no point. Are we gone then? Try and work out what?
No.
What?
Now you're just going to make it difficult to be funny in this.
No, I'm not. Come on. Oh, something's just fallen off the table.
Yeah, I just kicked that.
Come on.
Out of anger.
So, the Ladyboys connection.
Yeah. What about it?
I don't know.
No, me neither. Let's move on.
Exactly. Thank you. Come on. Tabloid news. What's going on?
Tabloid news.
That's not the jingle for tabloid news, so don't try and make it. There is none.
Why don't we make one?
Because it's movie news from our sister show, Filmish, which I'm plugging again.
Why is it sister?
What, and not brother?
Yeah,
because it's 2018, mate.
Why don't you ever say my brother show? And that's never said, is it?
No, because men get everything. It's about being equal.
Yeah.
But this is the brother, and the sister show is Filmish. When we're doing Filmish, the brother show is newsish, all
right? Okay. Well, you need to say that in Filmish, then.
I will do. Sorry about that.
One little story in The Sun. A girl of 11 saved a boy's life when she saw him choking at school in the canteen. Just went up and she'd done a bit of first aid course and she did one of the moves. I'm guessing it's like the back blow. Have you ever done first aid course?
What, just, no, of course not.
No.
What, just pat her back?
Yeah, like really hard back, bang.
Okay. So you could just do that to someone and say, sorry, I thought you were choking.
Yep.
And just hit them.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's amazing.
Have you ever, like, had anyone... someone saved my life by... I was choking.
Sorry?
Yeah.
On what?
At work. Toblerone. Not even joking. I haven't had a Toblerone since.
Oh,
I haven't had one since.
Oh,
it's horrible.
You know you meant to break it off into pieces. Were you trying to put the whole thing
in? No. Yeah, deep throat it.
Yeah. Oh.
I got caught, and then he came up, my mate, and he just went, bang. And I went, and got rid of it. God, I've never been so thankful. Nothing worse than choking. Is there? It's horrible.
You just said suffocating was nice earlier.
That's different.
How is that different? So you wouldn't like to die by being...
I don't want to die.
...choked to death.
Shot in the head's fine.
Toblerone.
Yeah. It's horrible. Is it where I used to work?
I know what to get you for Christmas now. Brilliant. I'm going to get you a huge Toblerone.
No, I won't eat it, mate.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was horrible. I tend to, like, choke on food quite a lot.
You're such a fucking idiot.
Why?
What do you mean?
Big Macs. I choke on Big Macs.
What do you mean you choke on Big Macs?
But not choke. Like, you know when you eat and you're like... Oh God. No, it's fine.
Chew your food then.
Do you know what it is? I don't like sauce. So it's dry. And I think that's what's doing it. I don't have Big Mac sauce, so I always have it dry. And I think that is it.
That's not what it is.
Of course it might
You're not chewing your food enough, you pig. Oh my God. Yeah. And chocolate is sauce, basically. When you start putting it in your mouth, it starts melting.
There's nuts in it, and there's all sorts of... Yeah, it's horrible. Have you ever choked?
No, I've never choked.
Never choked?
No.
Never? You've never had that feeling of like, oh, fuck, I'm choking.
You're scaring me now, like I'm about to, like I'm due a choke. But no. Most people don't choke.
Don't they?
No.
Never?
No. Weird, I've never even broken
anything. I've got a small throat.
What, you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So have you ever...
Possibly.
Have you ever nearly died?
2 years old. See that scar on my shoulder?
Where though? What's that?
Scar.
Ooh.
Can you see it?
I can see
scar on my shoulder. Where 2 years old, accidentally knocked a boiling a boiled kettle on my on my whole body, and that's all like that scarring. That's like plastic skin or whatever. I don't know much about it, to be honest. I sort of forget about it, but yeah,
really, do you remember?
So who saved me? NHS.
The NHS.
Yeah.
What do they do? Cold towels.
Don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, glass of water, fan, one of those little fat pocket fans. But no, yeah.
Ah.
There you go.
So what, a kettle? So what, had you gone to grab
the kettle? I was on one of those, you know, what they're called, like high tables, high chairs?
High chairs.
And I knocked the kettle over. I think I tried to grab it and then I dropped it on myself.
Oh.
So there you go. My dad has the same scar in the same place.
And how did he do his?
Hot water.
Same thing?
It's creepy, isn't it? like a, maybe it's a ritual they didn't want to tell me, but it's like a Walsh thing. You pour boiling water from a kettle.
You just happen to leave the kettle near a 2-year-old.
That'll make him a real Walsh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway,
should I tell you about my scar on my face?
You've got a scar on your face?
Yeah, when I smile, you can see it. It's in there.
That's, mate, you never do, you never pull that face. That's the weird.
Did you know?
Where is it?
Can you see it?
What's that from? This is rubbish radio. No one else.
Running with a pen. I was told not to do that, and I did it.
No, scissors. You're never told to not run with a pen. Of course you are.
You're not supposed to run
onion.
With anything.
There
in your
is
hands.
No. What are you on about?
Onion.
It's not a pen, is it? Is it? No.
Yeah. I bet a pen.
Yes. It's scissors.
I know it's scissors, and you're supposed to hold them with the points down.
Well, what happened
with
the pen?
Can you run with them with the points
down? What happened with the pen?
Snapped, probably.
You ran. You fell over, and
the
pen
had it in my hand, and then jabbed myself in the face.
Okay.
Apparently,
you deserved it. You did. Shouldn't have been running with a pen. It's I Love My Dog by Cat Stevens,
and
this goes out to Charlie, and hopefully this will cheer Charlie and co up. Up for it?
Yeah.
I love my dog. Do you love dogs?
Love dogs.
Oh, it's not played. Oh, why is it not playing?
It's 12:46.
I've got a click. There's only one click.
I love
my dog.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through. All the pay I need comes a shining through his eyes. I don't need no cold water to make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may fade, my dog will always come through. As I love you, but you may think my dog will always come through.
Guessing that Cat Stevens loves his dog. There you go. Cat Stevens, I love my dog.
Really short song, that.
Very short song. Okay, it's time for the weather with our comedian guest, John Harvey. Hello, John.
Hello, Sean.
Oh, no, you've cut out. Oh, God. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, no. Oh, signal problems.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there you are. Hello.
I'm here, I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me, yay. It's one of those. Thank you for coming on, how are you? No.
Satellite delay.
Oh.
That's never happened before.
No.
That's
what we'll do. We'll call him back.
Yeah.
And then we'll you give us more tabloid news and we'll get hold of him.
Oh, tabloid news.
Because we need to know what the weather is.
We do. A cat has been... It's funny. Sorry, I didn't know what you were saying.
Come on.
A cat, right, basically has just been rescued. It got... There's basically some builders built a wall.
Yeah.
But didn't realise a cat was inside the wall.
How do you not realise a cat is... All right.
Yeah. And then someone heard it scream, like crying. They'd been missing for a few days and they sort of dug into the hole. And it's a nice story, isn't it?
Lovely.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
You ever been rescued before, Sean?
Well, I've done mine. The scar. It's the same thing, isn't it?
It's not rescued.
Well, it is. I was rescued. I was going to die.
No, you weren't going to die.
I was going to die. I was two years old and I dropped a kettle of boiling hot water over my
body.
You could die of shock. Right, anyway, John, Harvey, hello.
Hello, Sean.
Yes, we can hear you now. I'm joined by Mark.
Hello.
Hello, Mark.
Thank you for coming on. How are you handling the heat, John?
With difficulty. I'm British, so it's a pain, but I'm trying not to complain too much.
Are you sleeping above the duvets?
Yes, not like Sigourney Weaver in Ghostbusters, but
yes! Yeah, just 4 feet above her covers. She growls.
You should know.
Oh, yeah. She snarls. She bites. She snores. You know, all that stuff.
Yes! Brilliant. Oh, I love it. What do you mean, biblical? What he means, Mr. Mayor, is a real wrath of God type stuff. Fire, brimstone coming down from the skies, rivers and seas boiling, 40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. Enough, I get the point. That's good, isn't it?
That is enough.
That's word for word. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. So, John, I know you've come in, you want to talk about the weather, but we want to talk about your Edinburgh show.
Yes.
John Harvey, Treasuretrove. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Assembly, George Square, The Box, August 1st to 26th, 9:40 p.m. It's a late one. I've got some good quotes here. I'll read them out. Andy Hamilton deserves quotes. Always surprising, always funny, which is different from saying he's surprisingly funny. That would be negative. And I'm being positive. I've never done a poster quote before. That's from Armando Iannucci.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great. And there's a reason you haven't heard of him. Al Murray. So, John, do you want to tell us about the show? I'm told you can't tell us too much, but tell us as much as you can.
Yeah, well, there's some sort of twists and turns as it goes along, so I don't want to give away too much. But basically, it's about two things. It's about my love of all sorts of movies, right from amazing stuff like Ghostbusters through to the, you know, so bad they're good, that sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
And I've spent about 30 years collecting them. So
amazing.
It's me sharing that sort of stuff. And then it's also a bit of a personal journey about how it's affected me in the last few years, both at sort of work and at home. And weirdly, all these movies have started to get involved in my life in a bigger way than I was expecting.
That's so amazing.
It's a bit of, yeah.
So this is a bit weird, but the way that films have affected me are in small ways, like, you know, in Die Hard of a Vengeance, when Jeremy Irons is looking over the sort of chaos that he's caused with binoculars, and he says, somebody had fun. Do you remember that line?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says that. So I've got this weird thing where, this is true, this sounds odd. Obviously, when I go into a gent's toilets, it's just weird.
Oh,
if it really stinks, even if I'm on my own, I just go, somebody had fun. I just do that because of Die Hard of a Vengeance. And in Ghostbusters, when Dan Aykroyd, when they catch Slimer, Ray says, that wasn't such a chore now, was it? And I always say that if we've done something that I thought was going to be difficult and then wasn't. But I just say it because of Ghostbusters. And in Breakfast at Tiffany's...
Oh, my God.
I know, sorry. When she does the whistle, the wolf whistle, she hails down a cab. And then George Papa says, I never could do that. I always say it, like George Papa, in the impression, if someone does that whistle. So that's how films have affected me, John.
That's exactly what I'm on about. It's how they start to get into your life. And
I
get them in weird ways where, like, people from movies will start, they'll pop into my life. So I had I'll give you one example.
Great.
This is like a few, it was ages ago now, but when I was at university, I went into a Blockbuster video, rest in peace.
Oh, I love Blockbusters.
Yeah. And in the bargain bucket was this VHS of a horror movie called Body Melt.
Right.
And the best thing about it was on the front, it said in a big splat, it said starring Ian Smith, brackets Harold from Neighbours. I was like, oh my
wow.
God, gotta watch this.
Wow.
And in the film, he says fuck, gets his ear bitten off and carries a gun. It's amazing. But that's nothing compared to the fact that then for no reason whatsoever, like literally 6 months later after I got this film, the BBC turned up at my university to do some Neighbours anniversary special with Dale Winter based on the idea that, on the premise of, oh, students like Neighbours, so we've come here. And it was Harold and Holly Valance talking about Neighbours.
Wow.
And everyone wanted their photo taken with Harold. I presented him with the VHS and said, oh, Ian, you wouldn't mind signing with you. And he goes, oh, the things one does. And and I've got probably the only signed copy of this film. Thanks to Ian. Then, this has got even weirder. A year later or so, Eli Roth, you know, the horror director, was on an Empire web chat.
Is Eli Roth, is he in Inglourious Bastards? Sorry.
Yeah. He plays the Bear Jew in Inglourious Bastards. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So he was doing a web chat and he was talking about horror movies. And I just wrote in, I said, I don't suppose you like movies like Body Melt. And he wrote back and said, oh yeah, that's quite cool, but I tell you who does love Body Melt, Quentin, who loves Body Melt. you need to talk to Tarantino. I was like, really? Okay. And then about 15 years ago, I got a job as a film reviewer, just for free, I wasn't getting paid. And my mate got to go along to a press conference for Kill Bill, and Tarantino was there on a video link, right? And all these people were asking the usual questions, oh, your movies are so violent, you know, oh, what are you doing? And he was getting really annoyed. And my mate stood up and asked the question I gave him, which was, we know of your love of Body Melt and movies like that. Do you think you'd like to make a horror movie? And he literally went, Body Melt, great movie, man. Oh, my God, I love to do a horror movie. And then he made a horror movie. So I'm claiming that that's down to me. I got a scoop.
Wow. That's amazing.
Crikey.
So you got, what was it, Death Proof? What was it?
Death Proof was his next movie. So that day on BBC News, it goes, Tarantino revealed he may make a horror movie. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Wow.
And it's all because of Harold from Neighbours.
Well done, Harold from Neighbours.
Yeah.
And yourself, John. Okay, well, that sounds brilliant. I was enjoying that. I could have watched you do that in Edinburgh.
You know, the thing is, right, because I'm not a proper comedian like you guys gigging all the time. You know, my main job is, like, I'm a sort of producer, editor, writer, all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So I'm still working out what's going in the show. At the moment, that's not even in the show.
Now
I'm thinking, oh, damn, I need to put that in.
That's great. And have you been doing many, sort of work-in-progress shows?
I did one at the weekend. Well, mainly what I've done is I've done, like, little shows where I've done, like, little 15-minutes where I've... Because what I'll do in the show is I'll go through a couple of movies in slightly greater depth. So I've test-driven those, but in front of, like friendly audiences and where there's already a crowd. So the thing is, no one knows who I am. So you'll know better than me. When you're starting out Edinburgh, I guess the thing is that... Yeah, no one's going to turn up to start with, right? I mean,
that is the fear. I mean, you're not doing Free Fringe, which would be the normal sort of way to go if you're starting out. But Mark, you're not many people turn up to your show. What advice can you give?
Unbelievable. The first year, hardly anyone came, and then it's just built up over the years. But I think if your show title is interesting, which it is. And then the blurb is interesting. People do really research into it. So if you've got that,
John, genuinely, I read the sort of, you know, the promo stuff we get, and I read it, and I said, I'm definitely seeing this. It sounds great.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, the key thing for you will be that will attract the people that will love it, because that's what I do one-liners. And the first couple of years in my title, I didn't really sell that particularly well, but the last year I really did, and it filled up with people that like what I do. So that's why your blurb is great.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I mean, I take my hat to you, because you guys, you're actually crafting proper jokes and stuff. Mine's the stories and have a look at this, isn't this amazing? So I'm not claiming it's going to change the world, but, you know, I think it's fun. And I think these movies, that part of my point is that a lot of these movies that I want to share are things that people forget about, or if you're not careful, they get lost to the mist. I bet you've got some movies you watched, like, in the 80s or 90s that no one else loves, or...
Well,
you know,
I've got one for the 90s. I absolutely love Fierce Creatures, and no one loves Fierce Creatures.
I love it.
It's got one of my favourite ever lines from a film, which is when Kevin Klein, who I got his autograph once, actually, in Brighton Lanes. Kevin Klein says, who's playing Kevin Klein's dad in it, Kevin Klein says to his dad, Dad, you ruined my childhood! And Kevin Klein says... How could I? Wasn't even there. Great gag. Brilliant. Lovely joke. Really underrated film.
Really good joke.
Anyway, look, we don't have much time with John. John, just a couple of things before you give us the weather. What weather? Oh, yes, that was it. How would you choose to be executed if you had to be? So you've got
shot
to the head, electrocuted.
Human cannon.
What a great answer.
Okay, thank you, John. And the weather? What's the weather? We have no idea.
It's not been in the news, has it? In Croydon right now, it looks like a Salvador Dali painting. Everything's melted.
Lovely. Oh. Okay, Croydon. John, thank you so much for coming on the show. Best of luck in Edinburgh, and I'll see you up there. Absolutely.
Oh, thanks so much. Great to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on. See you up there.
Ta-da. Goodbye. Bye. That's John Harvey, Treasurette Trove, Assembly George Square at the Box, August 1st to 26th, 9:40 p.m. Go and see it. That sounds great. And what a lovely man. Very funny man as well. So, okay, that's it, really. That's all we've got time for.
Oh, yeah. There's another 4 p.m. Banshee Labyrinth. There's a show called One Liner. It's my show. 4 p.m.
Are you not playing? No.
News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Go flying or something. You can also download our brother show.
Our sister show. No, this is the brother show.
This is the brother. Okay, our sister show, Filmish, which you can check out. Download, subscribe, RT. Review us, please. We love you.
It's 12:59.
The song that John Harvey chose was The Sound of Music, spelled M-U-S-I-K, by Falco.
Bye.
Keep it cool, kids. Bottle of water.
Es beginnt in einem Wald, alle Rechte sind bezahlt und es endet doch daheim. Meine Hände sind zu kalt, denn die Zeit, die ging ins Land, meine Seele ist zu rein. Und die Rose kennt den Duft, meine Stimme braucht die Luft, denn der Wind ist so heiß wie nie. Sei es Rock, Punk, Heavy, Metal, Politics, so Classical, the Tone, Musik, to me. Ey, das waren Zeiten, wenn Hard Rock was Hard Rock, Musik was a stuff as a nail. Und unsere Jungs, die waren nicht lazy, that your daddy made it crazy, but no one left to tell the jail. Der Bube fragt den König, ey, baby, do you wanna dance? Sie machen History, denn sie sind scharf wie nie. The first re-elected rock'n'roll band. The sound of music. Bang, baby, so I jump to put it to the rhythm and the boogie to beat. The sound of music. I do the bang, bang, boogie, so I jump to put it to the rhythm and the boogie to beat. The sound of music. I do the hip, to the hop, to the beat, up to the freestyle rock'n'roll. And you're never gonna stop. Herr Präsident, wir kennen eine Sprache, diese Sprache, die heißt Musik. The sound of music. How can you hear the bands playing? Can you feel the bodies swaying? The sound of music.